Okay, this is PS. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Ashley Flanagan.
I'm Karma Elizabeth.
Karma Elizabeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did you find out about the summer solstice in the park?
We came last year.
Mm-hmm. You did? We were here last year, and I found out like what time it was and all that stuff through actually Eclectic by Nature's website. They had a link to more information. Yep.
Are both of you from Greensboro?
I am.
Mm-hmm. You are?
I live here. Kind of? I'm from New York originally, but I've been here for 4 years.
Oh, you are where in New York? I am too.
Oh, White Plains.
White Plains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a Southerner. Because I'm from right outside of Saratoga,
uh-huh.
New York.
Oh, okay.
Corinth.
Yeah.
I'm from a little spot in the road.
Oh, okay.
In between
my
Lake
dad actually lives in Amenia, which is where it's by Poughkeepsie.
Yep.
In Dutchess County, so.
Well, Yankees need to get south.
Yes, they do. They
White
do.
White Plains, though, isn't that cold in the winter.
No.
Well, I've asked everybody two or three questions, okay? Since the Goddess Effect is the primary sponsor and the mm-hmm. organizer, and Susan Sassman and her sidekick, sponsor, can you tell me who God is?
What a good question.
God, I'm going to go with the Gospel of Thomas. God is in under every stone, in every tree, everything is.
In every person.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. And you? You're nodding your head a little bit, so you kind of agree.
I kind of agree with what she says, but I also think that God is a name we put on religion or existence so that we could understand ourselves a little bit more. Like, it is impossible for us to understand what and who God is. So we had to put a name on he or she. We had to, you know, write the Bible for he or she. We had to go through, you know, pagan textbooks and, you know, we had to make things up so that it would make sense in our own heads, in our own minds, our hearts, and our beings. So.
Okay, well, good, thank you. If I ask you to find the Ten Commandments in the Bible and gave you 1 minute, could you do that?
I should be able to because I went to Catholic school for like 11 years.
Uh-huh. But typical upstate New Yorker.
Yeah, so I should be able to, but
1 minute wouldn't do it, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm sure, I know there's an index.
I know, do not kill, do not steal.
I can look at it.
Like, do not kill, do not steal.
Well, no, he said bind them. Like, what book are they in?
Bind them. I would
not. I'm not.
Okay, well, that really isn't that important. I'm a jeweler, so that gold beak is appealing to me. So. Okay, well, the next question is, if God has established, it's Exodus chapter 20, by the way.
Okay.
If God has established the Ten Commandments as a law,
mm-hmm.
and if those laws are broken, that's mm-hmm. called sin, and he judges sin, do you accept or reject that premise?
It's difficult because you're it's talking about like an all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would reject that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like to think that, you know, God is a, you know, loving and forgiving, you know, person. So he would, if I did something, ultimately I would be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a little, it's kind of, you know, contradictory of what I think that God is or should be.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep.
I agree completely.
But if you believe that, mm-hmm. then that's
I'm
cool,
not,
and,
yeah,
it, and,
not,
it, and then it works for you.
I'm not against
so it's okay.
Believe in that. I think that everybody, you know.
And those are, and they're all valid points, like do not steal and do not kill and all those things. Those are good things to follow.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that, I think that if somebody does something and they're truly sorry for it, that they should be forgiven.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. So one last question.
Mm-hmm.
if forgiveness for those violations of God's law mm-hmm. is only found by God's grace mm-hmm. through faith in Jesus Christ only, mm-hmm. do you accept or reject that premise?
I want someone to prove it to me.
And how would it be proven?
Show me a sign. Show me a sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring a person into my life.
That's interesting. You mean just an acquaintance type of bring a person into your life?
Like a beacon of light where I will know undoubtedly this is the sign, this is the person that I've been looking for, and then I will believe.
Would that be a mate or just a friend or acquaintance?
Just someone who can bring a belief to me.
I see. Okay.
I'm a little bit harder on pinning down on, you know, Christianity beliefs anyway.
I see. And how about you?
Hey, Karma, what's up?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I mean, for me, you know, it's my you know, religion is, you know, I'm Catholic, and, you know, so I already kind of, you know, believe that, you know, God is that person in my faith.
Uh-huh.
But if you're Buddhist or there's somebody else, but he does, you know, he, she, or whoever it is, it's basically the same person with a different name, so...
I feel you.
You know, or that's how what I think, and I think that the perfect, probably, religion would be everything just kind of... Everybody has, like, a big council of religions, and they just come up with, like, you know, the one book. Because it's... A lot of things are the same, but I definitely think that it really is depending on who you are. And for me, that's, you know, Jesus, but for other people, it's not.
I see. Okay, well, good. I've borrowed all your time. Now can I ask you just a question? Because this this brings up a really important question. The name of the religion that you're talking about mm-hmm. is called Baha'i. Are you familiar with Baha'i?
No.
Are you?
No.
Baha'i is a distant sect of the Muslim faith.
Mm-hmm.
And Baha'i accepts every single religion.
That's me!
Except one.
What is it?
Christianity. And here is why it's not accepted. Isn't that interesting? Every other faith is acceptable to Baha'i, except the mutually exclusive truth that is claimed by Jesus. And when Jesus says, I am the mm-hmm. way, the truth, and the life, mm-hmm. and no one comes to the Father except by me, Baha'is reject that truth. So, here's the question.
Okay.
If there are two statements that are made about the same thing at the same time uh-huh. in the same space, is one of them wrong? You guys are doing great. Thank you for talking.
No problem. When it comes to like something that like has to do with faith,
uh-huh.
they can't be wrong because it's what you know. If it were me and her, it'd be what I believed and what she believed.
Yep.
But if it was something actual, factual type of like science stuff, and you know she came up with a theory and I came up with a theory, and then we tested them out.
Yep.
And one was wrong, then obviously the other one would be wrong, but there's no way to test
faith
because it's not a tangible object or a thing.
Yeah, interesting, because Baha'i...
Now, how do you spell that?
B-A-H-I.
Okay, that's right.
I believe that is right.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to look it up. I want to know more about this.
Yep. Well, and remember that there's one thing that doesn't flush in Baha'i. That is that singular statement by mm-hmm. Jesus Christ that in order to be for sinners to be reconciled to God, that it is only by God's grace, through mm-hmm. faith in Jesus Christ only, that you can be reconciled to God.
And I have to totally agree with that.
Uh-huh.
That or that they would reject that. Because of everything, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I totally understand why they would say that. You know? So, that's really cool.
Well, good. Thank you very much.
I've learned something new.
Yep. So,
what is your purpose here?
I am a local pastor.
Okay.
And I'm also a local jeweler, so you guys are great customers. I operate Diadem Jewelers, and Diadem is a name for a crown. And our store name is Royal Diadem. That's the crown that is placed on Jesus during the millennial reign. So I'm a Christian, obviously a pastor, a Christian pastor. And what I am doing is interviewing people to understand what people's concept of God is and to compare it with the God of the Scriptures.
So you're doing a little bit of...
That's really cool.
You're going to end up writing a book.
I'm what?
You're going to end up writing a book.
Well, maybe. That'd be interesting. But I'm responsible to teach and compare worldviews at our church. And we were here last year and did a number of different interviews.
Sorry.
And so I prepare statements for our church body about different religious views and compare and contrast them to the Christian worldview.
Are you a certain sect of Christianity, or are you more Unitarian Christianity?
Well, there really are not a sect. Generally carries an Orthodox, well, I guess I would say that. I'd agree with that then. it's called a denomination.
Okay, denomination.
But in Christianity, denominations mean that that everyone that is a denomination holds to the basic tenets, the important tenets of the Christian faith. Now, we are Protestants, so we are separated doctrinally from Catholics because Catholics believe that Jesus needs to be sacrificed repeatedly for the sins of the people. And Protestants reject that fact along with the deity of Mary and the veneration of Mary, etc. So our church is a Baptist church, and we are separated from other denominations by a couple of very simple things. Number one, by Jesus' example, people who repent of their sin and are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, people obey. Their first step of obedience to Jesus is to be baptized, picturing the death of themselves. So I relinquish control of my life and recognize that I'm dead, and that Jesus has made me alive again spiritually by being dunked in water and then pulled back up out. It's baptism. There are other Orthodox Christian views where people are just sprinkled with water. The Roman Catholic Church baptizes a baby.
Yeah.
And baptizes a baby into the church because the Roman Catholic faith dictates that there is no it did prior to Vatican II, that there is no salvation outside of the Roman Church.
Yeah.
So that's one of the primary differences. We don't baptize babies. We baptize believers in Jesus Christ. But otherwise, we believe that God is the author and the finisher of our faith, and that He saves people by His sovereign choice and regenerates them spiritually. So it's a good question. So if you two would like to hear this broadcast, then you can find us at graceinthetriad.com.
Graceinthetriad.com.
Or come and stop by the store or call me, and I'll give you the URL to the broadcast.
There's a fire eater behind you.
Oh.
Now,
I forgot about it.
Graceinthetriad.com.
Awesome.
Grace in the Triad. Now, this will be via a podcast.
Okay.
There's a little Adam link on our page, and that'll feed you a podcast.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Or if you guys are out, I do sell jewelry, and I custom make jewelry.
Oh, cool.
I'm a silver and platinum. Sterling silver, platinum kind of girl.
Well, our store is right at the corner, or just off the corner of New Garden and Battleground.
Oh, okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
go straight up US 220. Now, a New Yorker, well, you know what's next door, Carvel Ice Cream.
Oh, yes. I've been there. And that's why I know where that is, because I've been to that store.
See, Yankees.
It's so good.
Yep, it is. Yep. Well, thank you. Yes, you guys have done very well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you
Nice to meet you, too.
Come see me.
I will.
All right.